Now, sir, last Monday night, I paid a very short little tribute to a great cyclist who died, Seamus Kennedy. He was a meat man who came down and cycled with Kerry in the Ross in 1987 and won one of the all-time great Rosses. And his grandfather, his grandparents and his parents came from away back west. But to talk to me, tonight, Tide Moriarty, who's the PRO for cycling in Kerry, does a tremendous job, has come in to me to have a chat and look back at the life and the career of this man who brought honour and glory to Kerry. Tide, you're very welcome to the programme.
Thanks, Sweetie. Thank you very much.
Tide, when I say he brought honour and glory to Kerry, I'm not exaggerating, because that was one of the great Rosses that Seamus Kennedy Latimer Sinham won, wasn't it?
It was. 1978 was a special year for the, especially for cycling fraternity, but the general sporting public in Kerry. As you know, the cycling is held very high in the esteem of sporting fraternity in Kerry. And Seamus's win in the Ross in 1978 actually was one of the highlights of cycling in Kerry.
Yeah, the first thing we must tell our listeners, Tig, and listeners, listen to this now, because we're talking about Kerry blood that propelled him through the Ross and over the line at the end. He came from the Maharees. Talk, what do we know of his parents came? What do we know about his parents, Tig, and how they landed above in Meath?
Well, actually, his grandparents, Tim and Mary, left the Maharees in the very early 1940s. And their son Jim was one of the children that went to County Meath with them, and he was Seamus's father. He was actually, would have been in his teens, I'd say, when they left the Maharees, and he settled and married above in County Meath, and married Sheila O'Brien was her name, and Seamus was their eldest son. And actually, I met Jim, who is over 90 years of age.
Seamus's father.
I met him at the funeral, and very, very proud Kerry man. I had a small chat with him. I didn't want to be going too heavy into it with him, but I'll tell you, you'd know where he comes from.
Proud of Kerry.
Oh, yeah.
Ty, is there anybody back there now who belong to them at all? Somebody told me there isn't. If there's somebody, listen back.
I wouldn't know that now, but I've asked Seamus's brother, Michael, and his children to have a look at that for me and to see what we can come up with.
And our listeners back around the West Kerry there, if you know anybody belong to Seamus Kennedy, just let us know. We'd like to have a chat with him sometime. Mm-hmm. Now, he went up to meet, it was in land exchange, Ty, wasn't it?
It was a land commission farm.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a scheme that was in place at the time to bring people from Gaeltacht areas and places like that to up to better land. We see.
I think there was a lot of Kerry people.
There was, and a lot of people moved to Meath, and they came from Leitrim and all sorts of places to, but certainly the Kerry people, because I've spoken to other people that there is a good scatter of people in County Meath that would have very strong Kerry connections.
Yeah. How many were in Seamus's family?
Well, Seamus had, he had five children.
Yeah.
His wife, Eileen Lennon, passed away actually in 2000 after a short illness. I knew her, and a lovely lady. And they live in a little place called Kilclune in County Meath, which is outside Dunboyne. I was actually up there at the funeral the last day, as you know. And they have five children. Darvilla, who lives in France, Colm, Ian, Kieran, and Alma, who lives in Chicago. And I'm sure that they're all tuned in on the internet this evening, so I just want to say hello to them all.
Yeah,
and to the General Cycling Fraternity, because I know that there's a lot of interest in this programme nationally by the cycling people. They're all tuned in this evening.
Ty, you mentioned the cycling people. When I was a young fella growing up in Kerry, as you know, we were good friends a long time. I became fascinated by the Ross and about the exploits of all those great cyclists, Gene Mangan and all the rest of them from the 50s up along. The cycling people, they're a different fraternity. They're tough men, they're iron men, they're men
they're
of the road.
Men, yeah.
They're men of the road. I often feel, Tig, that these great cyclists, and there, I think there were six Kerry men,
won the Ross for Kerry, yeah.
For Kerry, who we'll talk about later. I often feel that maybe they don't get the recognition that they deserve. Am I exaggerating?
Well, In Kerry, they do, we see,
yeah.
Really, because everybody knows the legends in Kerry cycling, both the older people and the younger breed that we have now, who are top-class riders now. Nationally, maybe not so. The Roach and Kelly thing did bring it on for a while, but it slipped away again. But to get back to your thing about cycling people, we're a breed all into ourselves. We support each other, we help each other out. When there's a race on, everybody will take off their coat or stand at a corner, do whatever has to be done. But the cyclists themselves, and if you read the books there, the books about the roster, you'll see how intense the competition is among these fellas. But the minute they get off the bike, that's it.
Yeah, they're mighty men. Tig, getting back to Seamus, how did he, a Meath man, he had cycled for Meath for something like 12 or 13 years. How did he cycle for Kerry this particular year of 1987?
78, actually. Was he? What? Paddy Callan had a huge amount to do with this. Paddy had a big say in the organisation of the Ross there for a couple of years. Prior to that, he was the race director. And anybody could see that Meath were dominating cycling in Ireland at the time. They were by far and away the strongest county. Dublin had been up to that. Kerry in the 50s. But it was Meath's turn. And there was a lot of big guns up there. And it was a case of whoever was the man up the road was the man that they all to fall in behind. So you'd have a very strong team, but maybe they might not be backing you. So it was pointed out to him that if he rode a Ross for Kerry, that he'd have the full backing of everybody, and that there'd be no question about it, but that he would be the team leader, and that would be that. And Paddy Callaghan kept at it and at it, and I suppose Gene Mangan had a bit to do with it. He he worked with Gene, so there was a little bit of...
Yeah, what did both of them work at?
They worked with Allied Irish Finance in Dublin at the time.
Allied Irish Finance, and they sponsored the Ross that year, didn't they?
They sponsored the Kerry team.
And of course... The fact that he, Seamus had worked with Gene,
yeah,
and the fact then that Paddy Callan came in, that persuaded him. Now, what was the Kerry team that cycled that year in the Ross with Seamus?
Well, Seamus was the team leader. You had Anthony O'Hallan from Abbeydorney, now living in Tralee. He has a cycle shop up there in Bohabwy. Mike Breen from Killoglan, Dan Clifford from Killoglan, and Pat Healy from Killoglan. But actually, Healy had to cry off a couple of days before the Ross as he was sick. And that was a big blow, because Healy was a strong man, and it doubled up the work that the other guys had to do.
Yeah, and what was the backup team?
Well, Paddy Callaghan, and you had a guy called Jerry Keogh, who was a Dubliner as well, and he came in as mechanic and... Masseur and stuff like that. And then you had a man called Eamon Young, a Tralee man who I didn't meet for, I suppose, nearly 30 years until I met him at the funeral the last day. And Eamon, Tralee man, as I said, was with the team also, and he probably was the busiest man in the place, because he had to do a bit of everything, but no better man than Eamon.
We're going to the comment line to talk to a legend in Kerry cycling. Just before we do that, this year's Ross starts, Ty, next Saturday in Sunday in Dunboyne in County Meath.
Yeah.
And it's the 60s Ross.
That's
and
right.
There are four Kerrymen in the Ross. Five Kerrymen, in the Ross. There's Sean Lacey. There's Matt Slattery, who's a nephew of my wife's, I should add. Yep. There's Michael Lucy. There's your own son, Eugene Moriarty. How many Rosses has Eugene run?
This is, I think it's his 16th.
16th list old man. And who's the fifth
man? And Daniel Clifford, the young man from Clogram.
Great young cyclist.
Now, there's a very interesting tie up here with Daniel Clifford. This Dunboyne team that Eugene has been with for the last 10 years was managed by Seamus Kennedy.
Yeah.
And young Clifford is now on that team, and his father was on the team in the 78 Ross that backed Kennedy to win the Ross.
Never coincidence.
It's amazing.
Great young rider. So you have Daniel Clifford, Sean Lacey, Matt Slattery, Michael Lucy, and Eugene Moriarty, your son cycling. Now, so, put on them winkers there. We're going to the Comet Line because the legend of Kerry cycling, one of the greats, Gene Mangan, joins us on the line. Always great to talk to him. Gene, you're very welcome to the programme.
Thank you, Wishy.
Nice to talk to you, my friend. How are you keeping?
I'm well.
Oh, that's good. Come here, Seamus Kennedy, one of the greats, wasn't he?
Certainly, yes.
Talk to us about him, Gene.
Well, first of all, let me just confirm what Tadhg said there. He spoke of Gerry Keogh as a Dubliner. Actually, Gerry Keogh also worked with Kennedy and myself, and he was a meat man, not a Dublin man, and he had certainly Kennedy's best interest at heart, and he was the man who travelled with him, and he was second in a Ross himself and was a national 100-mile champion as well. So he was a kind of a Paddy Callaghan living in Dublin.
Yeah, well put.
Yes, go ahead now.
Yeah, Seamus Kennedy, now, he worked with you, isn't that right?
He did, yes, for about 22 or 3 years. Yes.
Gene, and when did you decide that maybe you'd persuade him to cycle with Kerry? How did that come about?
It was going on for 3 or 4 years, actually.
Yeah.
It was going on for some years because we always considered that, well, his mother and father came from Kerry. Now, Kennedy was born in Meath, of course.
Yeah.
He wasn't born in Kerry. So there was a kind of a Kerry jersey in the house, you know, and I suppose that would have a bearing. And he had lost Rosses. He had the yellow jersey 13 times in a Ross. He had 9 stage wins, but he was always one of these fellas who won more races than anyone else in a season. And it is always difficult for a single day rider who wins most of the races to get backing on a multi-stage race from fellas he's beaten every Sunday.
Yeah.
You know? So
yeah.
That was one of his problems. But something that I remember in particular about Kennedy, I would know him when he was an apprentice mechanic, from the time he started racing, you know, 16 or 17. And at that time, there was another Kilorgan man came to Dublin as an apprentice electrician. And it was necessary to fix him up with digs, John Mangan. And by a coincidence, he started life in digs with Kennedy in Prussia Street in Dublin. And these were two men who were yet to win a Ross. But I could tell you that they were competitors all their lives. But they were two men who actually learned an awful lot from each other.
Yeah.
So, just to make that point. Now, point about Kennedy. Kennedy was the last NCAA rider, really, because the year after Kennedy won the Ross, the 30-year division in cycling was healed. And then we had international competition and the tripartite, which led to the wonderful period we've had ever since. So he was the last real, I suppose, national rider to win the Ross.
And of course, Gene, he had a great team with him. The Kerry men with him, they really cycled themselves into the ground for him. He says that himself.
No doubt.
In various books.
No doubt whatsoever. And also, like Kennedy had been in Irish teams in the Grand Prix Humanité, the Tour of Israel, the Tour of Turkey, the Tour of Tunisia. He was a very well-travelled, experienced rider. And, you know, he was at his very best when he won the Ross. He was a fellow who had won both track and road championships. Unusual for a sprinter, he actually won the 25-mile time trial championship. So he was a very all-round rider, and he was very disciplined, very orderly, a man who never smoked or drank, very fussy about his bike, great man to prepare, had very good health, and generally speaking was what I'd call a bikey by nature. You know, everything was... It kind of centred around the bike.
Lovely. Finally, Gene, as time would be catching up, sum him up for us. How would you like to remember Seamus Kennedy?
Well, I remember Seamus. I have a saying about Seamus. Seamus, you're famous. And Seamus was a famous rider. He had a great personality. He was a very good humoured kind of fella. He could be, like all fellas, all cyclists, when they're going bad, he could be a bit snappy too, you know?
Yeah, like...
But generally speaking, Kennedy was liked. And yeah. He stayed in cycling He never stopped riding the bike. He stayed in cycling all his life. And he went on teams for the last 15 years as manager and that. And Kennedy was a nice guy that will be remembered.
Gene Mangan, always lovely talking to you.
Thank you.
Anthony O'Halloran will be joining us very, very shortly. Tig, what was the highlight of that Ross, that Seamus won?
Well, the Ross started in Shannon that year, which was an unusual Shannon. Actually, the first stage was Shannon to Listowel. And Anthony, the man we were going talking to shortly, played a big part right from the start. And he was actually ninth in the prologue time trial that evening. But on the stage to Listowel, Kennedy was fourth. And that was a big statement.
Yeah.
It was obvious that he said, "I'm here, lads, and we're in the kingdom, and we're laying down a marker here."
There's a long haul to Galway in the following day.
Yeah, and then there was a crit in Galway that evening, and he fell in the criterium. But as Gene Mangan said there earlier, he didn't hang around Seamus Kennedy. He was up and at it again. And after the Sunday evening in Galway, he had moved to third overall. So he was, and he never actually slipped out of the top 10 for the week. The next day then was Galway to Clifton. This is supposed to be one of the hardest days ever in the Ross. The race was blown to shreds that day. German took over the lead. Kennedy slipped a bit that day, but another obvious man that had come into the top 10 that day was Bobby Power from Tipperary, who was now 10th overall. The next day then was Clifton to Castlebar, and another German won this because, as I said earlier, you had teams from Belgium, Holland, France, Germany, Ireland and Bavaria, and 15 county teams that made up the field of 105 riders.
The big move, what day was the big move?
The big move was on Friday.
Yeah.
And that'll go down in the annals of Kerry cycling history anyway as one of the great days. And it was the day that Kennedy won the Ross, really. Gene Mangan told me that the roads in the north suited him. He had speed and there were good roads and he could really do the business, and he won the stage into 1 point after 101 miles and took the yellow jersey and held it to the finish.
Great stuff. The late. Now, Anthony O'Halloran, one of his teammates, is on the line. Anthony, you're very welcome to the programme.
Thank you, Isha.
Nice to talk to you, my friend. Anthony, what are your memories of that race? What were the big events in it for you?
Personally, it was having a rider of Seamus Kennedy's caliber in our team for the start. We met up in Shannon. There was a prologue in Shannon. And we were sort of getting to know when the race was. Well, we'd known each other anyway for a couple of years before that. He was asking me about the roads down to Listowel, etc., and the local terrain, what to expect, etc.
What had he, Anthony? Describe him as a cyclist, as a winner for us.
I asked him that actually one time, and he said the difference between he and maybe myself was that he trained religiously.
Yeah.
Everything was meticulously done.
Yeah.
He was professional in his approach.
Yeah,
you know, it was his number one priority.
Yeah,
365 days a year. Other fellas like myself would have other things in our head, you know.
What did it mean to Kerry cycling that year of 78, Anthony, when you won the Ross? How important was it to each one of you?
It was great. Yeah, it was a great old buzz at the time, you know.
Yeah.
We had been slashed in the doldrums for a while, and there was a good odd search in the interest for a couple of years afterwards, you know.
Yeah.
The following year, actually, we had two teams in the Ross.
Yeah. How many Rosses did you cycle in yourself?
I rode in 9 Ross, and I rode a Tour of Ireland as well.
Did you fit? You're in Tralee now. Tell us what you're doing now, Anthony.
Believe it or not, I have a bicycle shop.
In Tralee? Where is it in Tralee?
In Borby.
Well, if anyone wants to talk to Anthony O'Halloran and wants to talk racing when the Ross coming up and want to do a bit of bike work, get into Anthony O'Halloran. Anthony, as always, we're cut for time, but I must call over to you someday and we'll have a chat about cycling.
Okay.
Lovely?
Very good.
Okay, Anthony. Thanks for talking to us.
Bye now.
Thank you, Anthony. Anthony O'Halloran there. And some Seamus Kennedy up and what it meant to have him winning for cycling for Kerry.
Well,
how will he be remembered?
He'll be remembered as the man that won the Ross in 1978. And like Gene won in 55 and Paddy Fitz in 56 and Dion Mann won in 58 and Jack O'Mangan won in 72 and Seamus Kennedy won in 78 and Andrew Roach won in 97 and they're the big days for us here in Kerry.
They are indeed. There were six winners.
Yep.
Seamus Kennedy's one of them and thankfully five others are alive. Isn't that
right? Yeah.
Listen, Tig, we could stay talking cycling all night, but listen, thanks for calling in.
No bother in the world.
Talking about the late, great Seamus Kennedy. May the sod rest lightly on him because he had Kerry blood coursing through his veins and he loved Kerry and his dad is still alive, as Tig said, 90 years old, love Kerry. And of course, Tig, the best of luck now in the Ross. Your own son is cycling, starting off in his, how many races, Ross, is he?
16.
They're starting off next weekend. And when we come back, we're going to be having a special song about John Egan that has just been written. We're going to be talking rugby. You want to say something,
Tig? Yeah, just the funeral, the last day above, the full Kerry team were there. And family taught an awful lot of it, and we taught an awful lot of it. And we sent him to his resting place with the Kerry jersey.
With the Kerry jersey on his coffin.